When Caroline returned, there was a message taped to her door. Bob Caro had called. Caroline sat on the bed. She was not prepared. The one statewide newspaper, the Patriot Ledger, had long dominated New Hampshire. Its politics were harshly right-wing, bitterly antagonistic to Democrats, feminists, and judges such as Caroline promised to be. And its stock in trade since Caroline's youth had been its crusade for more criminal convictions and longer sentences. There was nothing to gain from returning this call, certainly not for Caroline, whose potential involvement in a criminal matter involving her family, if publicized, would surely get back to the White House. Who, she wondered, had done this to her? For there was Brett to consider. If there should be a trial, it would become a major story in the media, especially the Patriot Ledger. For Caroline, the defense lawyer, it was important to get her client fair coverage in the press. For another half hour, she thought about the reasons she had left here, about the 20 years spent trying to become a judge, about a girl she barely knew. She went to the kitchen to call.